You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. And here we are. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin, episode 42. Hello, everyone. How are you? It's good to hear. Hopefully it's... If you've been down in the recent couple of weeks, I hope the warmer temperatures and the sun has helped that we've been having. Although we had crazy-ass storms here in Austin this past weekend, and it looks like it's going to rain again this next weekend because why not have it rain on the weekends? That seems right. So I just spent... 2.5 hours at the DMV, or in Texas, the DPS, driver's license office, because Texas doesn't want to use the same acronym, I guess, and the same kind of shit that the rest of the country uses. But I did it smart because I kind of knew it wasn't going to go well because I was gathering information to find out how much I owed to get my license reinstated. I haven't driven a car in probably, let's see. No, it's been about 10 years. It's been over 10 years that I've driven a car. And so I've just been, but I've been off probation for, 5 years now? So I thought, well, let me see. See how much all the fines are and everything and all the hoops I need to jump through. But I kind of knew that either one of two things, either number one, the information that I had, they weren't going to be able to provide me the exact, like I wasn't going to be able to take care of it. Like I figured I was going to be directed to a place. What I didn't know is after waiting that it turned out I was in the wrong, the driver's license office doesn't deal with suspensions. So you actually have to contact a whole other group. But I talked to the guy I talked to, gave me some advice. He's like, all right, so this is what you need to do this. You need to do this. When you contact this number, realize that this is for the entire state of Texas. Call at 7 a.m. You call at 7 because people who call start calling at 8. Thinking that's when the hours start. So you can actually, you won't be on hold as long. And I'm like, oh, that's good news. It's not great news. It means I got to get up and start making a phone call at 7. But I also wisely, I went when I had nothing else to do. So I was in no rush. And it's one of these things where you enter into a system and it gives you a number. And then you just kind of wait around with about 50 people sitting in very uncomfortable chairs waiting for numbers to pop up. And fuck all that. I got my number and then I left and I went and ate lunch at a Mexican restaurant about 2 blocks down and just sat there and drank a soda and ate my food and watched golf on ESPN. It doesn't matter why, what, but it still beat being in there. So I waited around in a restaurant for like an hour. And then I came back. I still waited. I still had to wait for like 30, 40 more minutes. But it was 30, 40 more minutes and I had my book. So I felt like it wasn't that big of a deal, because I said, fuck this. I'm not going to do what you tell me. I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to go. And then I'm going to come back. That is an insane wait. For 2.5 hours, that's crazy. That is a crazy long time for anybody to sit there. I don't get it. It's a state government agency. This is the thing. It really makes you think about how we need to have another government program to do this. Do we? We need a program to help, but should we have the government do that? I don't think I trust them to do anything. Certainly doesn't feel, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but just wait around there, and it's like there's no reason. There's no reason at all for this to be this way. There's got to be a better way. It feels like it was like the late 80s, early 90s. Like that kind of, I take a number and then I sit down. Okay. You don't have any kind of technology that can speed this up? Nothing at all? All right then. What I'm doing this episode, this is kind of an interesting episode because this is the social media blackout episode. What I've decided to do is very simple. I'm not going to promote this episode on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm just going to upload it. I just kind of want to see exactly the difference in the number of views versus if I actually use social media to go, hey, everybody, it's a new episode. Whew. And when I don't. And I just, it's not like I'm trying to prove myself to myself, like, I don't need social media. I kind of want to think that, even though I know there's going to be a difference. Like, there's going to be a somewhat significant difference that makes no sense not to use social media to promote an episode. But part of me kind of wishes, like, nothing changes. Like, I got the same amount of listens this week as last week just because people have subscribed to the different services. You know, or like on iTunes or, you know, Stitcher or whatever you use. I kind of hope that's the deal. Because it'll prove my point to me, I guess. Take that, no one. I told you. But also, I don't know, it may also kind of validate laziness. It's like, see, I don't have to use social media at all. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Oh, also, real quick. I set up this GoFundMe for a... because I've never done that before, but I did it as a joke. Because my good friend Pat Dean, comedian, professional comedian, and the head honcho at the Velveeta Room in Austin, and just my good friend Pat, has the dirtiest fucking car I've ever seen. It's atrocious. It's depressing. And I thought, how about I do something that I think is funny? Also, I did this at the DMV while I was waiting. I was bored. So I set up a GoFundMe so that we could get Pat Dean a car wash. And I set some dumb number. I said like $30. And it's already been funded already in just 2 hours. But I thought that maybe there would be a little bit of like shame that it would encourage Pat to get in his car wash. He donated $5 to it. Like, he's like, yeah, that sounds good. And donated. So it's a joke, and the joke's on me because now I have to actually go through with it. And I've had people tell me, you know, it's going to cost more than $30. You know, there's services that, you know, you're looking at detailing. They can do like a thorough wash, and they can clean the interior of the car, which, holy shit, the interior of his car. There is so much garbage. And all this is fine. It's funny because they were like, oh, you know, you got to, you know, make sure it's, you know, it can be like $100. There's even a company that can come clean your car for $150. They'll come to you. I'm like, $150? Oh, make sure you guys, when you get the car washed and detailed, make sure you tip. Tip? $150? Do any of you motherfuckers wash your own car? Like, there's self-wash places, like with the spray and the, you know, you put in it, you just, you know, then you drive over and there's a weak ass vacuum with this, you know, hose the size of your head in girth, and you just kind of, and you shove it in there and you do this half-ass job, like a half-ass washing and detailing job by hand gonna be fine. But you know, the thing, and that's the thing, is that since it got funded, like, the joke is on me, because now I actually have to see this through. Now I actually have to make sure and get his car taken care of. So yeah, so it kind of backfired on me. And if you're hearing this, you can look it up. But probably I'm gonna close it here. Like, probably by the time you hear this, it'll be closed. You can't really donate to it, and that's fine. But yeah, but I'm totally gonna do it. I gotta do it at this point. I committed. I'm gonna wash his fucking car. If I can get him to agree to it, he may go, nah, it's fine. Let's just take the money and I'll go buy booze. And I'm like, that's no, I'm not going to give you the money for booze. We've got to get that goddamn car. It's just, this bird took a dump on it so big, it makes you go, was it a bird or was it a person? Because it's atrocious. I can't. There's layers of dirt on it so thick you can count the layers. Like, you can count the rings of dirt on the car and determine the age of the vehicle like it was a tree. So it needs to get clean. So we're gonna do that. So I did that. So social media blackout. You know, the thing about it is that I don't really feel like, because you just can't all or nothing the thing. You can't sit there and just go, man, let's get off of all social media. Let's cut communication off with all my friends that I don't really hang out with every day, but I do kind of want to see what's going on. It's just, it's really hard to keep that balance. You know, I despise it. Twitter, you can get rid of. Like, you know, burn that fucking house down. There's no reason for it. Like, you just don't need it. It just doesn't. You shouldn't be able to. Look, celebrities, famous people, you shouldn't be able to just send them something. You know, we put them apart from us in this kind of weird, you know, sort of unhealthy, like fame worship bullshit thing. But we should at least leave it that way. Like, let them be, you know, you put them away from us so that we can go, oh, I like that person. You know, you don't want to know that they're kind of a douchebag. And you don't want to catch them off guard where you can just go, hey, you know, just randomly, hey, Danny DeVito, hey, you suck, like, randomly. That just seems, there's no call for it. I'm trying to, like, I'll shut up about other things because I'm trying to not sound my age or even older than I really am. When I'm like, we don't need it. Scooters are a pariah. Like, I'm not going to go that crazy, but Twitter, seriously, let's the end of Fight Club it. Let's just take the building down. There's no need. It does nothing for us. Ugh. Oh, my mom says hi, everybody. We had lunch yesterday and she was all like, and how's your podcast going? Fine. I'm still talking into a microphone once a week. It's fine. So she was asking about all you guys. And I was like, oh, how many, you know, do you have a lot of people listening? Sure. So I was looking at, I was perusing the addiction related articles so that I could cover a thing here in the back end of today's episode. So, and I found this one, and this is actually, and he said, don't know, there's just a couple of things on here that are just great. So this is, I don't know what website this is. It's called MarketWatch. I don't know what that is. And I'm not going to look it up. I don't have enough interest to actually look it up. But it popped up on Google News, so I'm sure it's a legit place. Anyway, the headline is Prince Harry. This is what Prince Harry says. Fortnite is an addiction that shouldn't be allowed. The subheadline says the royal also said that social media is more addictive than alcohol and drugs. Now, I don't know if you're interested in what a British inbred dipshit has to say, but I thought it was interesting. Let's see. Prince Harry is the latest parent duking it out with Fortnite. Parent? Oh, the Duke of Sussex, whose first child with Meghan Markle is due in the next few weeks, so he's not really a parent yet. All right. Called the game addictive and irresponsible while speaking with mental health experts at a YMCA event in West London on Thursday. Why is a royal talking to mental health experts? Was it like a trick that are like, oh, yes, would you like to speak to the, you know, they're actually analyzing him? That way we just kind of, no, ask him questions so that it seems like we're looking for his advice while they're all writing shit down. It's like, inbreeding has really brought down the level of intellect and problem-solving skills with the, all right. So this is what he said about Fortnite. That game shouldn't be allowed. Where is the benefit of having it in your household? It's created to addict, an addiction to keep you in front of a computer for as long as possible. It's so irresponsible. He has no idea what this game is. And that's the other thing, is what's the benefit of having it in your household? What's the benefit of having anything in your household? Why do you have Netflix? What's the benefit of having... What's the benefit of entertainment? Well, Harry, you see, unlike your life, our lives are a fucking struggle. Sometimes it's depressing. It's kind of shitty. It's a grind. We have to do this thing where we keep having to feed ourselves and work to pay rent. And rent, by the way, is this thing where we give someone money for the place that we live. I don't know if you're aware of that. But video games are a distraction. That's the benefit of the household. And also, Fortnite, much like PUBG, the game that I play. The games are... It can be addictive if you're into it. Of course it's addictive, because you keep wanting to play another game. The game itself is only a half hour or less, depending on how well you do. So you keep sitting in front of the computer because you want to do better than the game before. So you keep playing another game. I'm going to start another game. And that's the addiction aspect of that game. And like battle royale games like that, where you go, I'm not satisfied. I want to play another game. And that's actually kind of similar to drugs, where it's like, that high wasn't great enough. I want to do more. So I totally get that. But it's a huge benefit. It's very entertaining if you're into games. Now, if you're not into games, which obviously he is not, I can totally see, you know. I also don't understand what he's like. We should outlaw video games. There's no benefit. Yeah, why don't you outlaw everything that you personally think doesn't benefit a household? It's crazy. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, Lord. Senator Ed Markey, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts, proposed a new bill dubbed the Kids Internet Design and Safety Act on Thursday to protect children from the dangers of the internet, which includes ending, quote, manipulative and damaging design features, unquote, that push children to spend more time with screens. I don't know how they're going to do that. And that's kind of a parent thing, isn't it? The last thing here is the Prince Harry also claimed that social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram are more addictive than alcohol and drugs. Ironically, this comes just days after he and his wife joined Instagram themselves, and their page has already amassed 3.5 million followers. All right. Damn. It's always, I don't know, I always enjoy when people go after video games because of, you know, because of the children, but just the idea, censoring, I've always had a thing for when, you know, censoring my entertainment to protect your children really is, you know, you can do what you want, but as long as you don't hinder me from, you know, my freedom to play a stupid game, that's really it. Also, you can say so, like, I don't, this is the social media blackout episode but it's more of a, but I'm not going to be anti-social media except for Twitter. Fuck that thing. But so you can say all you want that, social media is more addictive than alcohol and drugs, but But that's because there's no, social media doesn't kill you by looking at it. Like, you don't, you know, it's easier to be addicted to something that's not dangerous. Because it's like, it's why cigarettes are harder to quit than, say, heroin. Because it doesn't kill you right away. So without, when you're not face to face with the danger, you know, it's like, oh, this could kill me. This is going to kill me at some point, sometime in the future. Maybe. Depends on my genetics. Depends on how much I smoke every day. Like, you just kind of go, I don't feel anything. You know, it's, you definitely notice when you OD. You don't, if you're not coughing a lot, the smoking, you're still going, this is fine. So social media is even worse than that, because it's like, this is not ruining my life, even though you're kind of sad. Because you've been spending too much time on social media and you don't even talk to people. I mean, it's definitely unhealthy. And we're definitely attention junkies. That's the thing that social media has done, of course, is, you know, well, validate me, please. Somebody give me a like. You know, it's just, I think it feels like we're all kind of getting sick of it, though. It feels like we're all starting to kind of back off a little bit. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what we do as a society moving forward. You know, what's going to be the next big thing? You know, how are the existing things that we use? Are we going to back off on them? You know, will Facebook become like MySpace? You know, who knows? So that's going to be interesting to see. Well, that's really all I had today, you guys. I just kind of wanted to bullshit, and we're gonna post this and see how many of you found me. And then next week I'll go back to telling everybody about it on the Facebook and the Instagram. So thank you guys for joining me. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. Later. Maybe now is the time. You're not my friend.
life.